You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100, where it is time for a trending report. This is the day we've been waiting on for a long time. In fact, I think we started talking about this back in March. That we actually started talking about the day that we would get a vaccine. All 50 states are expected to get their first round of vaccine shipments today.
I may or may not have teared up a little bit on Saturday morning when I was on the treadmill watching the news, and they had all the trucks backed up to the FedEx facility, or the Pfizer facility, I believe. And they were showing the images of them loading the vaccine into the trucks.
Wow.
And then everybody inside clapping.
Oh,
and then the
yeah.
trucks taking off, surrounded by U.S. Marshals, and there's people outside cheering, and it was just so, like, patriotic, you know?
Yeah,
all
yeah.
the politics and crap aside, just seeing this and thinking about all the behind-the-scenes effort of developing it, the logistics now of transporting it,
mm-hmm.
every branch of the military being involved with distribution— there's something powerful about it, you know?
Yeah, you make a good point because, you know, what we see is an image of a doctor giving a shot to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't see are the millions of people behind that shot.
The people, I mean, I know there's a company here locally who's just trying to pump out dry ice like crazy. So we have dry ice to keep this stuff stable while they're mm-hmm. transporting, you know? There's so much behind the scenes, and it's pretty darn cool to see everybody coming together.
I forgive you for welling up, my friend.
I teared up a little bit.
Colorado is going to receive almost 150,000 doses today, which will be given to frontline healthcare workers. But the bottom line is, it's finally happening. So
hopefully the beginning of the end here, yeah.
Broncos won a game.
Hey!
Alert the media.
I also teared up with that.
We are the media. Yeah. on the road against Carolina, and they actually scored more than 30 points. I don't know how that happened, but they did. Broncos are home for a rare Saturday afternoon game this coming weekend against Buffalo.
All right.
Other sports news very quickly. After more than 105 years, the Cleveland Indians have dropped the name Indians along the lines of Washington Redskins
sure.
changing their name. Now after 100-plus years, the Indians, they haven't announced what they will be changing to. They're going to be doing some research. There's no word on whether this will be this upcoming season it will impact it, but at least by next year or the 2022. No word on some of the other major professional sports, such as Kansas City Chiefs, Atlanta Braves, Chicago Blackhawks. There's no word yet on if they intend to make any alterations. The only thing I want to throw in is just a personal note, since I'm all about spy novels and I love them. The Nautilus John Le Carré passed away over the weekend. He was 89. Wrote a lot of huge best-selling spy novels for years, including one of the all-time classics, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold. And sadly, he passed away over the weekend, and that is too bad because
Dang.
He was quite a writer. So
sad.
There's that. What else is trending?
Well, the biggest news of the day, I'm sorry to be on the heels of that story that Dom just said, but it's National Monkey Day today. Yay!
Did you say monkey?
It's National Monkey Day, Dom. People
How does
love...
one celebrate that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I guess if the zoos were accessible more, we could go check out the monkeys and throw poop at them today. Ha ha! The tables have turned.
See how
monkey.
They like it.
This is kind of crazy.
They probably do like it.
They probably would love it. This is crazy, but I guess Disney World in Florida has been digitally adding masks to people's faces in ride photos. So I guess to make sure that no photos spread around of them letting people ride rides without masks. Ruh-roh! After news that they were doing that hit Facebook, Disney said they're not going to do it anymore and won't sell photos that show people without masks. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess if they're on a ride, they can just rip a mask off. What are you going to do in the middle of Splash Mountain? Shut her down, you know,
mm-hmm.
and run up there and yank them off the log. So, I guess they were just adding the masks as they were, I don't know, going down the slide and getting their photo. I don't know. Whatever. Christmas decorations are starting to sell out, according to Walmart, Costco, and Home Depot. Basically, they make all the decisions on how much to buy way far in advance, early in the year, and I guess they settled on their stock before the pandemic really hit, and they were not prepared for so many people to decorate this year. Although it is the 14th now, if you don't have your stuff up, you're a little late to the party.
You know, that conversation did come up at our house this weekend.
Did it?
Because the inside is decorated beautifully. It's great.
Uh-huh.
But nothing on the outside.
Nothing? And it might be too late.
I mean, we live out in the wilderness, really. It's us and a few
neighbors.
It's
my whole argument from last week. It's who cares? You put it up, you close your shades, and go inside. You don't get to see it. What else is going on? The only bad thing about that Home Depot, Costco story is there's not going to be enough stuff on clearance then this year. Because I love going in at the end of the season, you know, like, you know, just before January. And, man, everything's marked down like 70%. That's when you get all the good stuff. A lot of stories floating around this morning of people doing good with their money this time of year. Someone in Pennsylvania left a bartender a $500 tip. Someone left a bartender in Missouri a $1,000 tip. An anonymous Secret Santa paid off $65,000 worth of layaway items at a Walmart in Tennessee. And then for a second year in a row, a dude in Florida paid off overdue utility bills for 114 families.
Now that's cool.
That's so, so cool.
How much did that run up? A few thousand? 10,000?
Let me scroll back. $7,600.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
So that's very cool. We get a little naughty here on a Monday. This might get you moving this morning. There's a poll out this morning talking about the sexiest movies ever made.
Like Little Mermaid.
Got a top 10 Little Mermaid, that little skimpy bikini. Some of these I've never heard of. American Beauty's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Bound. Cruel Intentions. That was pretty hot and heavy back in 99. Eyes Wide Shut. Wasn't that Tom Cruise and his wife at the time?
Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm. The top two. Number two, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, all right.
Durr. Remember we had to do that screening that night when that came out? We went to a movie theater. All of the air staff and the seats were completely filled with horny women.
Mm-hmm. Out of the several hundred people that were in there, I think there were seven guys.
Lucky guys.
Not counting our air staff that was there, yeah.
And they were like, what am I doing here? And then number one, Basic Instinct, for anyone that remembers that back in 92.
Sharon
the
Stone?
Infamous Sharon Stone yes. Scene. If you're not familiar, get on the YouTube this morning, all right? Anything else? This is pretty cool. This is good news, according to a new survey. Well, that, you know what? No, this is not good news.
What?
Because I was hoping all these would be canceled this year.
I'll tell you what. You tell me. I'll tell you whether it's
according
not good news.
According to a new survey, 22% of people say their company is still holding a Christmas party this year, but they're doing it virtually. See? Stupid.
Stupid.
Just let it go this year. You don't need to get drunk virtually now with all your coworkers.
Stupid.
All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Got a couple fun videos this morning on our Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Some people are saying this woman represents all of us in the year 2020. It's like a street cam view of this icy street in the Ukraine. And this woman and everybody that's on it is basically slipping and sliding and falling on an icy sidewalk. The video goes on for well over a minute, and she just cannot stand up. And it's just like, that sums up 2020 pretty much.
At one point, she's trying to crawl, and even that doesn't work out. I mean, so, it is hilarious.
It's pretty darn good. It's good for a laugh. And then the second is this dude on TikTok who put out a mashed avocado. He mashed up avocado, and he put it into an empty deodorant container. So when you twist the dial, the avocado comes out, and you can basically spread it on toast. And I don't know if he's going to patent this or not. But anyway, another funny video. Find them both on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.